I'm a hand
niggas will get hair from another nigga.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Whoa.
They will not admit that shit though. Again,
I'm back off on my bullshit now. I'm pissed off. Hey Raheem, can you put some coals on the hookah? So
the coals is over there. I mean, hookah
is here. Right,
man. Hey, where the can at, man? I'm doing. Oh, hold on, man. I'm pissed off right now. These motherfuckers. All right, y'all. We are now back live. We was shut off, man. I guess the powers that ain't was mad at us for talking a little bit.
They don't want to see us be great.
But you know what? We still gonna talk that shit. Oh, I forgot. Wait. I forgot. I wasn't supposed to start the show like that.
Why?
That's the original way. What just happened on that last show, let me know one thing. Boy. 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 They let me know. Oh, we got somebody in the chat room. I'm living in that 21st. Fuck you, nigga. I did pay my internet bill. Anybody you ever seen do a screen? What? Got a nice ring to it. I guess every one podcast and not all this power.
What?
And it's just the fucking 8th episode, man. It's the fucking 8th episode. And niggas, man, boy, boy, boy. Hold on. Motherfucker, we rolling. Let me turn this, fade this shit out real quick, man. Those that's listening, this is episode 8, part 2, Powerless. You know, we was getting off into some deep shit, and man, we got cut off. I don't know what happened. Our microphone stopped working. That's
that
the
shit
first
went powerless.
It's powerless. I yeah. Jinxed us with the bullshit.
They tapped in.
I don't. Wait till it get close, then cut us off. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going back and editing shit. That's why, you know, that this podcast was meant to be raw, uncut, and organic. So if you motherfuckers listening to that last episode and that noise cut on, you better just go to part 2 and keep it rolling, because I ain't editing shit. I ain't taking shit off. I ain't doing none of that. So I want to thank each and every one of y'all for staying. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know if y'all wanted to end it, but then think about it, we can't end it like that.
Nah, we can't let them stop what we
doing. Only an hour and a half in this thing.
We only wasn't that last part powerful? Was it powerful to y'all, or was it just me?
It definitely wasn't powerless.
Boy. Man. Hey. That's enough now. Right. So we left off with Chalk talking about the LGBTQ LMNOP bringing.
Don't make that girl choke.
He's stupid.
LMNOP.
One fish, two fish.
Red fish. Wait, hold on, man. Shit. Watch out, Raheem.
Knick-knack, patty.
That was Raheem at that jail.
Give a dog a bone. A hard one.
And he left?
Oh, you wasn't ready?
I guess I'm the only one that caught that. Hey. All right, so
fuck yeah. So, the fuck is going on?
Oh, you missed all of that. I caught it all. So look, you missed it. Did you miss that? Okay. Now look, so you missed it. I'm not gonna repeat what was said, but yeah.
Fuck all y'all niggas that heard it.
There will be more moments.
I'm sure. Cause I'm gonna create Are them bitches with fire and puck ass. Where's Demas at? It feels weird without my nigga Demas. Shout out to Demas.
Demas, Demon's gonna fuck around.
Demon's over there ironing that green khaki shirt. That nigga wore the most savage dicky shirt on St. Patrick's Day.
My nigga Demon's might get demoted to a fact checker. That last episode, that nigga was wilding. That nigga didn't want, he came, this nigga hit me up and was talking about how he had topics and was like, nah, nigga, I don't know if you heard it, but he was in the background like, nah, nigga, I don't want to do it. I'm like, my nigga, really? I'm like, really? And the nigga, look, this is the cold part. The part
that listening right now.
If he not, he'll hear it. Look, this was the cold part. The nigga had one of the topics was a dedication to one of his boys that he went to a class with that he died in a studio fire in a studio in the valley.
Oh, wow.
Something happened. They got into it with some dudes. The dudes came, set the studio on fire, and you know they died in the studio. So yeah. I'm like that's dope. You know what I'm saying? That would have been the first the second, because I rest in peace my nigga T-Rex. But you know, I'm like, cool. He had like three or four. I'm surprised because the nigga don't come to the table with nothing. So I'm like, cool. So we start drinking. Was you here? You was here.
Of course.
Yeah. So we was drinking whatever, and he was like, nah, nigga, I want to do it because I want to start slurring and shit. I don't know. My nigga, you talk with a
pick
slur.
Pick them lips up, nigga, and talk. That nigga,
are you fucking kidding me?
That nigga Demons look like a slur.
Oh, no.
Do that man like that. He always on Demons.
You gotta stall Demons.
Demons is gonna really roast your shit when he gonna come here fed the fuck
that's
up.
That's
gonna, you gonna make the Belizean stand up.
Hold on, now.
Me and Ace.
I'm sorry, but I gotta.
Look, it's gonna be a Belizean revolt.
I gotta give her the. Hold on now. Everybody relax. Everybody relax.
Look, now he wanna back down.
Yeah, really. Man, I'm not trying to make no Belizean man stand up.
Right, bumper clap. Yeah,
what kind of man you trying to make stand up?
Who did it behind?
Y'all stupid.
The spillage is real. So look, all right. So back to what we was talking about. I was gonna get on He brought up the LGBTQ LMNOP.
Don't do them. About, do not do them.
I'm not.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That's funny as fuck.
Though. It is though. God, because they add a new layer.
Their ass is discriminating like a motherfucker.
They add an I and an A and all that shit.
Them motherfuckers add a letter every 6 months or every other month. They also come out with a bunch of different new terms of
samples,
sexuality.
Bitch, all types.
You know, you got cis men. You got.
Well, cis is not their term. That's just what it is when you were born as.
I never heard nobody but a gay person use cis men.
Well, that's because when they talk. Well, because we're all cis people, we wouldn't say it because we
all.
Wait,
what is that?
Though? Cis means you identify what you're born as. Okay. You were born a man. You identify as a man. Okay. If I'm trans, I was born a woman, but I feel like I'm a man. I was born with female parts, but internally, I feel like a man.
A cis man is a man that was born a man.
Who thinks he's a man? Who knows he's a man?
Woman.
And a bro man was a man that was.
I'm done.
I'm confused.
That ain't some motherfucking man. What y'all talking about? Isn't that just a man?
Well, because if you're a trans man, then you're a woman who became a man. But if you're a cis man, you was born that way and you identify as that. That's the difference. Trans person is going to use cis compared to us using it because we're not.
So
trans
or
gay or
man. So a cis man is a
you're
man.
You're a cis man. You two. These two are cis men. We are cis women. They're
yeah,
men.
I'm a man. I don't play. I don't want that title.
You're a cisgender man. You're a cisgender man. You guys are cisgender men. That's what you are.
No,
that's
we're just men. They can have that word for whatever.
But
they
it is what
describe.
You are anyway. It's still what you are. You might not use it, but it's what you are.
I guarantee you, in 5 months they're gonna have a dictionary just for gay. Like
I mean, you got the parts you was born with. You're cisgender.
You've already got a dictionary.
I mean, why not just say you are what you are. You're a man.
Because
you're a woman.
It's in
not,
medical
like,
journals. Doctors
too
do
much
use
like,
that terminology,
right.
But it's just, I mean, because if you say man, then people have
I feel like
this
that's
thing.
An unnecessary.
Well, people have this thing that trans men are men. So when you say men, you're encompassing all men. But if you say cisgender, you're talking about men who were born men, not men who not women who became men.
What made them get the word he, she up out of here?
It's a derogatory.
Oh, that's derogatory.
It's a slur.
Yeah.
This nigga know that. He an asshole. You know that that is a fucking derogatory ass term. Yeah. That's why I call you a he she. You gonna be pissed.
I swear I didn't know that.
So if you thought that was an accurate term.
I thought he, she, and she male was like the correct terms for these people.
I mean, people sometimes in like fetish porn might use those terminologies because it's, you know, whatever. But
right.
But nobody who is an active person in that community, they don't want to be called that shit for real.
Okay, now what happened to the, what's the word? What happened to the hermaphrodites?
They
still out there.
Hermaphrodites are people born with both body parts. So you have a vagina and you have a penis.
So they can literally go fuck themselves.
Wow.
I set that up so nice. I set that up. All right,
they about to cut this shit off again.
Yeah, God, they gonna kick the door in on our dumbasses.
All right, look, I'm done.
The LGBTQCIABFD.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. I'm done acting stupid because I'll be sharing this podcast in the podcast group.
Yeah, we
in.
Can't be fucking up
right.
Our
audience. Y'all gonna lose.
I am what I am. You like it or love it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a goofy motherfucker. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, it's just jokes,
hey,
people.
Hey, but that
it's only entertainment.
It's only entertainment. What you want me to do? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Young Doc said that shit too.
He said what?
That motherfucker.
It was entertaining when he said that slave owner with the whip shit.
Hey, look, so. Hey, but you got to admit,
man,
I'm a corny motherfucker, but that setup for that hermaphrodite was cool, right? It was kind of funny. Just a little bit. Not really.
It kind of has been done before type of thing. Kind of was like, heard it a thousand times.
But not on this podcast. Not on this podcast.
That's a good bit, bro. If you like, you a good comedy bit, bro. That's like a good closer.
Nah, so that's a trash
club. Yeah, that was it. I'm listening to Chop.
I want my money back.
I'm cutting everybody else's mic off except Chop. No, I'm fucking with y'all.
That means he's sharing the one with your ass. That's the one that's going to stay on.
You caught that. All right, look, so. So look,
I got to go. I'm out. It's right, it look, for me.
All right, let me get back on schedule with this. We all know Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as
I know Bruce.
Wait, no. What is it? Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce.
Wait, what did you
That's
say?
Hilarious because
Caitlyn and Bruce is
Come on,
that's Cruz Jenner.
Bring up this Bruce nigga Jenner. Said Cruz. Cruz. I'm done.
And he's crucified. That nigga just crucified him. Hey, look, so we all know
he said
him.
Cruz Jenner.
Yeah, that nigga lost it. He's out of here.
Oh shit. Man.
So we know Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner. We know he's been going through operations and, you know, trying to look like a single white female.
Like a Kardashian? He failed looking like a Kardashian. I'm sorry.
He's too cocky.
He don't even look like his wife. Like, he doesn't even look like her.
We don't even know what Kardashians look like. Because they all this plastic surgery.
I mean, this page on Instagram that photoshops all the Kylie's old picture faces on her new body.
Look trash. Huh? I need to, we need to post some limbo up in the page.
That is jokes.
But so Caitlyn Jenner. I'm gonna call. Do I call him a she or a her? I mean,
you call her a her. Caitlyn is a her. That's what he wants to be called. That's his pronoun. He's a
but
she.
But you just said he.
That's what he wants to be called.
You mean she wants
she
to be
wants
called?
To be, she.
Now, Caitlyn's not a cis man, right?
He's a trans woman. She's a trans woman. He's born a cisgender man. Now he's a trans woman. Get it?
Next subject. Yeah, I'm done.
Just let me finish. Look, all right.
Nah,
so,
bruh.
So Caitlyn Jenner.
It's too much.
Caitlyn Jenner.
It's too much.
Is going through. He went through the process, or she went through the process of from being a man to a woman. Now he's about to get married to a 21-year-old model, and it's a trip that you go through all of this shit just to be a lesbian.
He wants a vagina. That's the thing. He wants a coochie.
That's not what he can. The only thing I'm thinking about is, what is it like when they fuck? That's the only thing I'm thinking about.
I ain't thinking
that. Yeah, I don't want to even know.
How do you initiate that? Like, like, is who's rubbing on who and what is he using?
They doing what they do. They do it the same way regular motherfuckers.
Right, lesbians. You never seen lesbian porn?
No. Of course he has. He got on his phone right now.
So
right.
Is he smashing like same shit? Does his man voice come out when he is?
Yeah. I doubt it.
When they're done, she's like, yeah.
That's kind of gross.
Let's
look it up. No. Let's look it up for shits and giggles.
No.
No. Yeah, so we got
another
topic.
Y'all went there.
I've looked it up before.
All I'm saying is, why go through all of that shit?
Because he wants a pussy. It ain't about him liking women. It's about him wanting to be one. It's about him feeling like he's a woman.
At this point, this nigga's just double gay. He's double gay.
He like niggas and he like bitches. That's what it is.
So he's the gay?
People who do that plastic surgery shit have no limit. Like, I'm still trying to figure out why Lil' Kim went through all that shit to look
fucking so weak. I'm like,
the
wow.
Fucking cowardly lion, nigga. Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Yeah, she fucked herself up.
What happened?
I think that shit is an addiction in itself.
It is.
Like, they can't just do one thing. It's like, all right, now let me do this.
Fire pay meds when they get up off that table.
You know they are.
Oh, you know what we did? You know what we didn't talk about earlier?
Opioids.
You know what we didn't talk about earlier with Kanye? Kanye talking about he had liposuction.
Y'all think that's low-key.
He did say that shit.
Yeah,
and that is gay.
What are you doing, bro?
You don't need lipo.
Like, Kanye's not this big nigga where he couldn't work out and just get rid of that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Kris Jenner had him doing that shit.
I think it's kind of gay for a regular size nigga to do
that. Kim Kardashian had him doing that shit. But
you think Kim had him do it?
He had a couple of boobs and he thought.
All them motherfuckers had that nigga programmed to do that bullshit.
It's not far fetched.
That's why Tristan was like, man, fuck this crazy household.
He's like, I'm fucking two bitches. I'm out
of here. Let me give me a black bitch.
That nigga said squirt and skirt. That's what he did. So look. look, it's not far fetched that he got lipo because I don't know if y'all been keeping up with it, but when Drake and Joe Budden was going at it tough, Joe Budden got insight from a female close to Drake and told him that Drake was getting lipo. That's how he ended up. He sculpted his six pack.
Yeah,
because
that's thirsty.
Hold on,
y'all got to remember this: celebrities. They lazy as hell. That whole, I'm gonna work out, I got my trainer. It's like maybe two niggas that really work out with their trainer. That's damn Game and who else is that? Somebody, I can't think of the name right now, but most celebrities, they lazy as fuck.
But they gonna pay,
and they got
my
money.
Whole thing is, okay, done, so niggas is doing all this shit, right? But at the same time, you not coming out here getting the same results as a motherfucker that's going to the gym. So why are you wasting your money when you could just hire somebody?
Wait a minute, though. Drake
fat back on anyway.
Like the whole ass snack, though.
Yeah, Drake don't look.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Like
I don't know what you mean.
I'm about to Google some Drake.
Yeah, he was looking right.
Yeah, now he got the he got the big top little body now. Like he got big ear.
That's upside down pyramid.
That's what when Drake was When he was showing off his six pack,
mm-hmm.
You know, after him and what's his name got into it, that was like the last picture of him doing that,
right?
And when Joe Budden brought that out, you know, it was very much true because it was sources saying that this was true. And is it far fetched for somebody like Drake to do that? Drake wanna
no,
Drake, you know what I'm saying?
It's not far-fetched.
So with Kanye doing it. You know, I mean,
but the difference is Drake got a big dick.
What?
Okay, yeah. Wait,
so
do you?
What's the next topic?
I heard he do.
I ain't never met a light skinned nigga.
And Kanye,
I ain't never met a light skinned nigga with no.
That
meat.
Nigga can do whatever he want.
All right, we'll
do.
See you next Saturday, hey, folks. Next Saturday at 8 p.m.
I'm not me this time.
I'm sorry.
I'm usually the one saying that too.
It's been a good show tonight.
That's just letting y'all know that big dick niggas go with the one with they want.
They can do whatever
that's
they want.
Y'all know. So
you want your stomach plan?
One of y'all might have something.
All right.
Oh, okay. Prove it, nigga.
All right. So
throw that bitch on the table.
Hold on. All right. Well,
hold on now.
I appreciate y'all listening. anybody else? Anything else? Y'all got any topics? any topics? Y'all done? Nobody got topics? Somebody got topics.
Y'all talk about this gay shit. We can't talk about a nigga having a big meat. That's fucked up. Y'all talk about Caitlyn Jenner, but we can't talk about
it.
You know?
All right.
Yeah. But y'all want to talk about Kaylin. Oh, okay. Let's talk about Kaylin then. And his slow pussy.
Fuck that, man.
Let's talk about his artificial coochie.
That nigga Drake wanted like 2 more inches. He was like, fuck that. I got 10. I want 12.
I guess that was God. Damn. That's a lot. It's hella.
Right? You thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, I hear you. Well,
like this microphone, lucky. Like,
it's like, ugh.
All right, y'all. Well, yeah. It's officially over now. Shit.
Yeah.
All right, okay, let's get back. Let's.
I appreciate
everybody. We focused, man. Kel's got the highlight. Oh,
we're
man.
Sorry.
I appreciate kinda. Everybody for listening.
Shout out to everybody in the message boards.
Y'all niggas better suck it up and quit acting like some little.
Oh, yeah, just stop the music. We out of here.
Okay, for real. No, seriously. We're gonna stop, I promise. We're gonna stop. Gosh, damn. Y'all niggas are so sensitive. Y'all really playing the music? Really? He really playing the music? It's really a rap? No, it's not really a rap. It's not really a rap, though. Is it really a rap? Is my mic even still on? You cut my mic off?
Everybody mic.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Wait, hold on. Tune in next week. Saturday. We're back. Regular time Saturday. One of the hosts done left. You know, yeah.
Did you say one of the hoes left?
No.
I say
hoes. One of the guests I'm in. I'm all fucked up. Yeah, one of the guests left.
I could have sworn I heard one of the hoes then left. Nah. Or am I trying?
Nah. I see three hoes.
You see three hoes?
I see three hoes. Which hoes you see? Two in black and one over there in a stussy shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so,
No, seriously, guys, let's stop playing with the guests and let's do this fucking episode. No,
we can get focused again. Yes,
we can get a few more minutes. What time is it?
We can refocus.
We can get on. We're not going to bring up penises and ball sacks.
Y'all started it with that Caitlyn shit.
I had to
make it heterosexual again.
Yeah, you're talking about niggas with their iPhone sucking the fat out their bodies.
I had to make America heterosexual again. I'm sorry.
That'll never happen.
All right, so what? Well. Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
If you got topics, get to the.
Hey,
topic.
You said you screenshotted some of my posts on Facebook. You said I had some interesting shit.
I didn't
on my
screenshot.
Shit.
I said
okay. So what'd you notice? What'd you notice that you want? I can get on. I got shit to say about every fucking body.
Start it, girl.
Let me go. Let me scroll my page and pick out a good one. Hold on.
Talk that shit, girl. How y'all feel about two more people coming out saying that R. Kelly. Sexually assaulted them. How do y'all feel about R. Kelly in a general now at this
You know
point?
What's crazy about the celebrity shit is this is my thing. It's the kind of person that I've become over time. Motherfuckers always want to be in the center of a controversy. Keep your name buzzing. You know what I'm saying? It keeps people talking about you. My thing is this. I'm not saying that R. Kelly hasn't done the things he's done. Well, I don't know if y'all saw the video with the little girl, whatever the case.
You talking about back in the day?
Back in the day. Oh, that no. video. And of course, him marrying.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Him marrying Aaliyah. We get it, but it's just like, I mean, honestly, I'm not saying what he did was right or wrong, whatever the case may be, but I mean, if motherfuckers ain't going to sit and let that nigga live, if motherfuckers not going to come forward and say, look, this will happen to me, or this is the evidence that I have supporting this, then let the motherfucker live until some hard facts come out. People always trying to say somebody did some shit. Oh, like they were saying about, you know, when Richard Pryor died, he fucked with trannies and, you know, he was gay and all other shit. It's like, why y'all wait till...
Yeah, that was some hoe shit.
I think honestly that was mad disrespectful because you guys wait until, and then even with the, like I was telling the Me Too movement, like, I have nothing against women being sexually assaulted and raped.
Right.
I think that is the worst thing in the world. But the problem I have with the Me Too movement is that it's watering it down for the women that's really going through
right.
it, that don't have a voice and opinion or able to say what they need to say.
Those what do you women, mean really going through it?
Like those women that really go through it and need to be heard aren't being heard.
They were going through it. It just took someone else to start the movement for them to feel empowered to open up about it.
But do y'all believe every one of those?
Men. It's men that's been sexually assaulted. It's a lot.
Exactly.
When Tyler Perry came out,
they can't talk about it.
It was okay, a whole.
But I think the way they went. I think the way they went about it, honestly, is like if Bill Cosby would have never tried to purchase NBC.
none of this would have happened.
Yeah, I believe
and
that
that's
too.
That, that's the
because he very well may not have touched none of them bitches. And, that's, and they told that's him what to I'm say. Saying. They right. told that's him to I'm say, saying. "Oh, I did it." You know what I'm saying?
Because the statute of limitation of rape is 10 years.
Fuck all that statute of limitation.
My whole thing is a lot of them females was not telling the truth.
Exactly.
The same thing. Like, all right, so we see this Me Too movement. I'm not saying all of these women that's coming forward are lying about what happened, but it's a lot of them that see an opportunity.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
bitches is broke.
So that shit right there is what's fucking it up.
Exactly.
You know what's fucking it up? Niggas always want to take up for rapists.
Nah.
Like, black people always cover up sexual assault, and I noticed that shit. Like, and especially when it comes to celebrities, and I don't understand that. Like people give R. Kelly a pass just because he make good music and shit. But if that was your kid that R. Kelly pissed on,
I feel like he don't get a pass.
He definitely don't get a pass. That's why you, Raheem, like I heard you say a few minutes ago that you forgot. That how could you forget? Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so when the Aaliyah album came out, I'm a kid, so I'm not. And I'm not looking at media and everything that's going on. Yeah, so it's like I had to learn about that later. Like, oh, this happened. I seen the trash-ass Aaliyah movie on Lifetime.
Man, they need to shoot themselves out. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't watch Lifetime.
The only thing next to that was worse than that is the Michelet movie. I'm sorry.
But I guess what I'm saying, though, is that I just feel like when it comes to the black community, I peeped it out that, like, niggas cover up a lot when it comes to, like, sexual assault in the black community, and especially when it comes to celebrities. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not saying like that, you know, there weren't people that lied on Bill Cosby and like R. Kelly and shit, but I just feel like I just hear a lot of people like criticizing the women that's coming out. There's a lot of different reasons why people don't come out for years.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shame with being raped and shit, right? And sometimes it takes one person to come out for you to feel comfortable like coming out, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just, you know,
my problem with it is if you take money for anything that's done sexually to you, you now take away whatever power you had at that point. Now, I'm saying later on in life. Like, if you take, let's say, for instance, you get sexually assaulted and you don't want it to get out there, or you're using that incident to move yourself up in society, and you're saying,
blackmailing,
you basically, because
the like, way if I look y'all at it, settle like, out of court over this
right,
shit,
you did, or like, or you do
that's
stuff,
some
you do
that's
stuff,
some
you
money
do
grab
shit under
shit.
The table,
but maybe they need that money to pay for therapy or some shit.
Honestly, people,
I mean, maybe they fucking got pregnant by this rapist and got
exactly,
taken fucking dead. You don't know what the reason is. For
honestly,
the money.
When it comes down to it, with any sexual assault, no sexual assault is. Accept it. It should be accepted.
Yeah,
none
definitely
of
not.
Accepted.
Definitely not.
But the fact, even as a human being, like, I swear if it was me, and I swear if I had a daughter and something like that happened, and around, even when it happens, I know sometimes it's hard for people to open up and things of that nature, and it's hard to talk about things, and it's hard to you know, have that conversation. It's hard for the black men to have the sexual assault conversation of, I was raped as a kid by, it's hard. It's hard because that's something you don't want to relive. That's mm-hmm. not. It's not something you want to play in your head. That is
right.
Traumatic as hell. Like, just even think about it, it makes me feel something.
Right.
The problem I have with today's society is they're making it harder to determine who's telling the truth and who's just saying a whole
but
bunch
see,
of blah.
See, this the thing. See that, and that's the thing right there, especially with, you know, being famous.
Like,
it's a lot of shit that's scripted. It's a lot of shit where mm-hmm. your publicist say, look, this is how we're going to approach this, is what we're going to do, and we're going to create this controversy, this is how we're going to solve it, this is how we're going to get out of it, we're going to plan our next big thing. Because sometimes it ain't about, oh, doing a show or having a commercial or having promo. Sometimes it's about being their negative so that you can write a book because you want to write your tell-all novel
right.
about all the shit. Sometimes motherfuckers don't be doing shit. Some people
I mean,
ain't
but
doing...
but facts is facts though. We all saw the video where
we
R.
Saw
Kelly
the video.
Pissed on the fucking kid.
We saw that.
Like,
how
yeah,
should
have
been disputed
that,
for
that?
That
shit.
R. Kelly, you can't
no,
dispute that.
No, I get that. He should have definitely been convicted for
when
that.
When are we gonna throw
he
this nigga
never,
away? That's what
know,
I want to
know. Yeah,
yeah. That's when are we gonna for. Throw the whole nigga away?
He wrote 23
he
chapters
been
of
gone.
Trapped in the Closet.
Are y'all ready to throw R. Kelly away? No,
he should have been gone.
Oh, the black delegation, we give R. Kelly away.
Yeah, we don't. I don't. We don't claim that nigga.
Y'all ain't ready to throw R. Kelly away.
We not claiming R. Kelly.
That's not one of my artists.
I ain't gonna
I'm not connected to R. Kelly's music or anything like that. That nigga could get the fuck up out of here quick.
So if we trade R. Kelly, who we trading him for?
We can't trade him for Usher. That's for damn sure.
We not gonna trade him for nobody. We just gonna get rid of that nigga and leave the open space.
Yeah.
Fuck all that.
I trade him for Ryan Reynolds. We just gonna
get rid of him, nigga, and leave the spot open until somebody new come along. Fuck all that replacing niggas. Keep them niggas on that side. Yeah, throw this nigga away, and we got some spaces to fill in the future.
Because I feel like they should even put Bill Cosby in jail. Like, he's 80. Like,
that nigga's gonna die tomorrow.
He's gonna die the first year of him being incarcerated. He's gonna die.
Okay.
And whose problem is that?
Like,
he's probably gonna go to the same type of jail Martha Stewart went to.
Put him on house arrest.
Is there hard evidence that Bill Cosby did all of this shit?
No hard evidence.
That's what I'm saying. They told the nigga. I feel like they told the nigga to say, yeah, I did it.
He admitted to giving
it. But just because he admitted to it does not mean that he did it.
What do you mean?
Listen, black people are coerced often.
Oh, my God. You feel me?
People, listen, I'm not saying that. Listen,
hey, it's true.
I'm saying people get coerced into saying things because there is a larger plan. I'm not saying that he did do it. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I wasn't there. I wasn't in court. I wasn't the pharmacist that gave him the shit. I don't know. Honestly, none of us do. We're on the outside looking in. We're going by what the media is giving us.
Right. They're and we know most of that is bullshit. Because exactly. The media is not going to give you the whole truth.
They're going to give you
what they want you to know.
So we just going to throw niggas away because of...
But if a person admits to doing something, like, why won't we just accept that?
But see,
I say this, AC.
Have you ever been in an argument with somebody and you knew you wasn't wrong, but this person feels you wrong? You just say, I'm sorry, I did it, whatever, just to get them to shut the fuck up?
I usually just say, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I say this, right? So we all from LA, or everybody from LA. Mm. So we know how many black people, or not even black people, but just people from the inner city that get locked up, right? And the DA are coming there knowing you ain't did some shit.
But tell you
and say, look, they gonna send you to the pen for X amount of years. Right. Now, if you say you did this and that, we just going to give you a strike and a county lid, and then we're going to call it a day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of times niggas just doing that because they don't want to throw their life away with all that extra time.
Or sometimes niggas admit that they did shit because they did it.
That's true, but,
I mean,
we can't sit here and act like the system ain't corrupt, too.
We don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, a lot of times we speculate, like, oh, this is what the news says. This is true. Did y'all see that video on Facebook where they were showing all the different news stations across the U.S. saying the same fucking story? You know what I'm saying? Look at that. You feel me?
But that goes back to saying, even with the Kanye shit, people, we take, not us in general, but the media takes a piece of something. They take a piece of it and then say, this is what it is.
And then create that
narrative. And then we don't get a chance to see the whole thing because we still stuck on that part. If I can sit up here and say a bunch of shit that's fact and say something that's false as fuck and might offend people, you think anybody heard anything that I said was the truth?
Yeah.
No, because they're going to hear that false shit. And the false shit is what's going to keep people glued. That's why since Donald Trump has been in office, it's been hell on television. He has been on television since the day he became president.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying Bill Cosby did it. All I'm saying is that niggas shouldn't be so quick to just defend niggas just because they're niggas. And that's all I'm saying. I don't know if Bill Cosby did it or not. I am 100% with you on that part.
Yeah, I agree with
but
that.
But I just noticed that there's this common theme with niggas where we so quick to defend niggas just because they niggas. And that's how we end up losing credibility on shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I do agree.
You know what I'm saying? Because then that's when we... You know, when it comes to other arguments and shit, we look dumb, you know, because niggas out here free the homie this, free the homie that, and they committed these crimes all day, every fucking day.
And you know,
you know what I mean?
And you know, it's another problem, too. That being an issue with niggas, you know, taking up for niggas, but even still, it on the other side, too, you see women taking up for women on certain issues where they may be the culprit. Like, you actually are the culprit for this, but it's so many women behind you, people ain't even looking at. Okay, maybe you did have something to do this because look at your track record. Like, look at most people used to think Bobby Brown.
For that.
Everybody thought Bobby Brown was Whitney Houston's problem. until they came out with that damn Ben Bobby Brown show. That you start part. seeing Whitney Houston with Bobby, I love you, Bobby. Bobby, no, I don't want to do this, Bobby. Bobby, no. Bobby, yeah.
Like, you know, another thing I thought about when you said that too was that chick who testified against Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Her story was sketchy as fuck.
It was real
sketchy.
There's a lot of that going on, too.
And that's not to say she didn't get raped, right. But it wasn't by Tupac.
Right. Yeah. It could have been anybody in that room. Like he said, it was multiple people.
And she felt like just because he walked out the room, like, he raped her.
Right. And then to me, when I look at it, because I always say, you know, there's the truth. Now, it's always this side, this person's side, and it's the truth.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, the truth never comes out because it's always people taking one side. Always. It always happens that way. And a lot of times, we get lost in the sauce.
Yep.
You feel me? We get lost in the sauce because we like... The situation be fucked up already. I feel like Chris Brown has had the most tumultuous career because he didn't put himself in situations unnecessarily. When he was a kid, he had to sit with Rihanna. He ain't never going to get past that because every time he does something, that's going to be attached to it. Whether she started the fight or he didn't or whoever, it don't matter. You fucked her up. TMZ got a whole fucking picture of her being fucked up. And we never got a picture of what you look like because it don't even matter because, nigga, all we see is this. Yeah. So, at the end of the day, anything you do is going to be attached to that. It's a stigma. It's always going to be attached to it. That's why when you get into shit or you post some shit, it's always going to be like that.
But the thing I respect about Chris Brown, though, is that he admitted to that shit.
Yeah. Now, that
I respect him for that. He admitted to it because he had to, because if he was like, I ain't hit her, or it wasn't even like that, or if he tried to explain that shit away, he was going to lose more of his fan base. But see, that's good. That's the good agent. That's a good team that says, look, Chris, if you go in. Also, Olivia Pope shit. Go in there and fix this shit. Look, this is what you do. This is what's going to work best for you. You can probably bounce back if you just admit that you're a flawed human being and you fucked up. Yeah. And go from there.
And he, like, used his childhood, like,
all of that.
Witnessing, you know,
and you got to learn after you do some shit, stop. Don't do nothing else after that.
Low-key kind of kept his hands clean.
Because I mean,
after that little fight in the parking lot and his little drug usage, he kind of kept his nose pretty clean.
Yeah, and I feel like...
I don't know if he kept his nose clean, but he didn't whip bitches' asses no more.
Look, he ain't kept his nose...
I hate y'all.
He off probation, so he kept his nose too clean, you know.
Stupid.
But, you know, you gotta, especially as a musician and artist, when you get into this limelight of celebrity, you have to learn how to... This is going back on Kanye West. You have to learn how to, one, conduct yourself. Two, you have to learn how to duck the fuck off. When you do some shit, get ghost.
And that's what Kanye don't know how to do.
No, he know how to do it. He just don't know how to do it. He don't.
He was ducked off for a minute before that Twitter shit.
Yeah, he know how to duck off. He just don't know how to duck off after he do shit.
He do shit and then...
The nigga ducked off. He ducked off. Until he finished the album or albums he was working on.
And now he back on his
shit. And
here
he go. Blackata. There he go.
Exactly. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know.
Kanye's still a genius.
At the end of the day, when you look at it.
Yeah, you can't take that away from him.
When you look at it.
Because that beat is
everything. Everything that we.
Scoop-a-doop, poop-a-doop.
He fucked that beat up for sure.
That sample crazy. Yeah,
But as I mentioned,
we're going to hear Wayne on the Dedication 7 with that beat.
He finna play that shit like 8 times.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Going back to what I was saying, like, we have to understand, even artists, celebrity, we have to understand, like, opinion can get you fucked up out here. And your opinion is the one thing that people hang on to. We forget it's an opinion. But a lot of times, you know, that shit will get you fucked up.
You notice Beyonce don't say shit.
She don't say a motherfucker.
She don't ever say shit.
Her husband, they keep shit.
Jay-Z be saying shit, though.
Jay-Z will sit and have, he'll sit in front of Letterman.
He's real, indirect when he say shit.
Right. Yeah, he talks,
at least he thoughtful about the shit.
He always says, you know, it's kind of like a brother and sister thing. He always comparing some shit.
Right.
Just say what you want to say.
Don't say shit, though.
She don't say nothing until a song come out. That's what she says.
She don't need to say shit.
Hey, and to me, she's the fucking genius, because for somebody of her level to be in the game as long as she has and there's no dirt on her, really, that shit.
Because her mama and her daddy kept this bitch out of trouble. Then she got with Jay. Jay was not going to allow his woman to be one of those bitches, period. Yeah. Jay-Z was not going to allow that. It's bad for the brand.
She escaped that elevator shit.
Because it wasn't her.
Yeah.
It
was they know how to move.
Because their marriage is like a business.
Of course.
Everything that they do correlates.
They took that elevator shit and turned it into
a tour. They turned it into a fucking tour and an album.
Multi-platinum albums and all kind of videos and all kind of shit.
Sitting around at the Met Gala with diamonds on their clothes.
Like nothing happened. But they've learned how to do that over time. Like
they capitalize on their crisis.
Exactly. Mm. They know how to take their terror and turn it into gold. And it's just, a lot of people need to learn how to do that shit. It's just, we get caught up in so much shit, try to explain or try to tell this. Woo. Sometimes you just got to be like, shh.
Yeah, you don't got to comment on everything.
Right.
Like, everything ain't for you to have an opinion on.
That's niggas, though. That's just a black thing. Let me tell you what happened, man. Y'all not listening. You know, it's a black thing.
Yeah.
You just have to explain some shit all the time.
I mean, some of the best people to give opinions are comedians. You know why? Because half of their shit. I like Eddie Griffin because he's one of the best people to give.
Yeah, he slept on too.
He real slept on.
Monique fucked up though.
Monique, I know I'm gonna probably piss some people off, but I need people to understand this. What Monique did was the most stupidest shit she could have ever done to her career.
Niggas wasn't boycotting Netflix.
Yeah,
it ain't even just
no
that.
Way.
If she would have just went out. She said, okay, I'm not going to do this. All right, y'all ain't going to give me what I want. I'm going to go make my own shit and put it somewhere else and prove that you earned these numbers. Then we would have fucked with you.
Yeah.
But her thing is that her career speaks for herself. Yeah, we didn't see her in a minute, but she's an Oscar winner. She got movies under her belt. She got TV shows. She got producer credit under her belt. Like, she deserves somebody to back her. She do though. Especially out of female comedians. You're talking about female comedians. Tiffany Haddish before Monique, she kind of was a pioneer, and she don't get her special. You don't want to pay her when she asking.
That's because it's what have you done for me lately?
No, it's because Lee Daniel blackballed her ass.
Let's talk about that.
Blackwater shit said she was hard to work with, so niggas just been lowballing her.
Was really hard to work with?
But she wasn't. Oscar, first of all, Denzel Washington, Halle Berry, any white person, Meryl Streep, you win an Oscar, you write your ticket, period. That's the way the game goes. You become an Oscar winner, you write your ticket. She won an Oscar. They tried to lowball her. She's like, I'm an Oscar.
Here's the problem.
But this is before she got blackballed. Or is this?
This is after she got blackballed
after the Oscars. But I think it was her husband who fucked up her rotation.
Well, I'm gonna get on that too. But here's the thing though, Monique fucked up after the Oscar. I'm gonna tell you why. Because Monique did not go and chase after better roles after she won that Oscar. You know what she went and did? She went and got a BET late night show.
No, she had
the BET late night show. Stayed on that motherfucker for about 2 years. They barely wanted to work with her for another season because. You feel me? She had already told that she had a bad attitude. She was not great to work with. And then
you're not telling it all the way because she had a bad attitude. Okay, and the reason they said she was hard to work with because she was demanding her check after her Oscar. Period. Nobody said she was hard to work with.
She actually said she was advocating for other people.
Yeah, I was about to say
who
that.
Were
that's
of
what
not
it was. It was
higher stature,
right?
Her.
Like the help. She was defending the help of telling people, like, the stars and everybody, the higher ups, was treating all the help like shit, talking to them like shit. Mm-hmm. And she would stand up for them, like, hey, don't talk to him like that or her like that. Like, they still people. Mm-hmm. You know how people with money act. You know what I'm saying? That's why they said she was hard to work with or whatever, because she was standing up for the little people.
If that's the case, then all the motherfuckers that she was standing up for need to be standing up for her right now when she need help.
But they help.
It's like Viola Davis. If you can speak, has a voice. So does the chick with the gap. I forgot her name. They got voices. Viola Davis is Emmy winning.
I'm talking about the people he's talking about the people that she was helping.
The people
like they don't have voices. They to help. Like,
but
they,
I'm saying, if you can speak on your experience and say like, you know, this and this happened, and Monique was the only person that said, wait a minute. Y'all don't got to be talking to this person like that or whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? That adds credibility to her argument that she was blackballed. Because I feel like a lot of times, especially with black entertainers, they get dismissed when they start speaking out.
Right.
So if somebody was speaking up and risking their career for you, I don't give a fuck if you known or not. Like, Twitter ain't hard. Like, Twitter ain't hard to you.
Behind it. And my thing was, even going back to the Netflix thing, like, first of all, it was Netflix issued out the statement. They offered her. They said, all you have to do is audition. She didn't want to audition. So, because she didn't want to audition, that's why she got to fit $500,000. Like, well, we going to give you this since you don't want to audition. She didn't want to do that. So, I felt like you didn't take the opportunity that you had. You coming back into the game because you've been gone. You ain't really did nothing for the last, what, decade or so? You have not been in the public eye. So you want people to pay.
But at the same time, I feel like she don't have to audition, though. It's Monique. We already know what she can do.
The fact that she go by one name, it shows you that everybody know the fuck she is.
Yeah, she don't have to. She shouldn't have to.
Let me get in on this. Look, Monique is... All her praises has came from her acting skills. Her awards and shit just came from acting in a serious role.
Right.
When, what was it, Precious? It was Precious.
Correct.
Her shit, now she came in through comedy, but to, like, globally, like, not just us as our people,
to white
just
people,
everybody.
Say it to white people. Uh-huh.
It was through that role. So it's like, okay, you're a serious actor. We don't know how much you are good at stand-up. Cause you're,
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Because honestly, the only real stand-up like thing of Monique's that I really remember is that one she did when she went to the jail, and that shit wasn't even that fire like that. Let's keep it 100. That shit really wasn't that fire compared to like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, and other motherfuckers that's making
even
millions.
Marlon Wayans shit was kind of funny.
If we really keeping it 100.
And that's the thing you have to...
Y'all seen the Queens of Comedy?
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was cool.
It was cool. And even still...
But it wasn't
funny.
All her
it
either.
It is funnier female comedians, though. I can't...
She couldn't
it.
Hold that
she
shit down by herself.
But I feel like Monique is funny as fuck. Like, if you speak of comedians, you gotta bring her up. Not even just male, female shit. Like just comedians in general.
But we need to see her. We need to see her sell out an arena. She needs to sell out.
Okay, she gonna do that. But give her that two. If you don't want to give her 10 million, give her two. You gonna lowball her to the hundreds of thousands? Like, come on.
She gotta do like Kevin.
She's not a starting comedian.
She gotta do like Kevin.
You gonna give white bitch that's not funny?
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer, cornball ass. Come
but
on,
Amy
now.
Schumer, Amy Schumer been in movie after movie.
Monique been in Soul Plane. She's funny to white people. That's the thing. Monique got movies. We can pull up the filmography.
Time out.
I mean, I'm just saying, Amy Schumer ain't been in no critically acclaimed films.
Soul Plane?
I mean, if you want to compare films, Amy Schumer been in the same type of films that Monique been in, but the white version. She ain't been in nothing like that. Like, come on now.
She been doing all comedy, though. That's what I'm saying. Everything she's done has been comedy.
Okay, and Monique has been... Do we need to pull up the filmography right now?
I got a question, y'all. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate like you did earlier.
That's what I'm doing. Go ahead.
Now, let's think about the average person. I am an asshole. Let's think about the average person that is even on Netflix scrolling through shit. We all got ADD, right? Trying to figure out what the fuck we going to watch.
Okay.
Are you really going to stop on Monique's shit?
Low key,
like let's keep it 100.
No,
like,
but low key,
no, I'm really
I
not though.
Just on some phone.
I pass her
I
shit
give her
all
10
the
minutes.
Time. All the time.
I give every time, my dude. I give every comedian 10 minutes. Let me see what your shit is talking about. I'll watch it and see her shit.
I'm keeping it 100.
If I know I have not seen you in over 10 years, okay, prime example, Cat Williams just
his
came out
was
we starting his shit all day, every day.
His shit was funny.
We always going to start Cat's
and you,
shit.
And you know why?
But
you know,
his last one before that one wasn't funny.
But you know why we were able to go and watch Cat's shit? Because all of the shit leading up
like
to his
five
shit.
Stand-ups and shit.
Not even just the stand-ups, just him getting into shit. Him being in the public eye, that gave us a chance to
see,
be like.
That's even more reason why Monique could have potentially
when
been
that
hella
nigga
funny
got choked out by that little boy
so
in high school.
Hilarious, bro. Like that's the thing, Monique ain't been in nobody's face.
See, that's why she might be the shit might have been extra hella funny because it's like, damn, what she been up to? She's probably gonna use the fact that she been out the limelight to support her jokes. It would probably would have been funny.
Honestly, you only as good as your body. You only as good as your body of work. And she has more movies under her belt than she really does have stand-ups under her belt.
Right.
She should have did like Kevin and got on the road and did a bunch of shows. How you think he sold out the stadium? Because he did a shitload of shows before then. And then he did a show. And movies, all comedy movies, all funny movies.
Everything has been funny. So that's the thing. If you want to go into a more serious role.
How does somebody get to do some shit if they've been blackballed?
I mean, well now... They done got Monique up out of here. Monique is a rap.
She's done. So if she's blackballed, how do you expect her to even be able to garner that type of?
I don't expect
to get
nothing
promo
from her now. I don't not now.
Yeah, it's too late now.
I mean, it's too late. So this. Look, first of all, Monique alone.
I support black skinny bitches are evil, and then she became a skinny bitch.
Hey, look. Shit, Monique. Look. Now, out of y'all four here, sitting here with me, how many of y'all, by a show of hands, who's going to turn down $500,000 for an hour worth of work?
Not I. I'm not an Oscar winner either.
See, but
and
yeah,
I'm not a producer,
we
got to
look
director,
at it like that.
I'm
like,
not a writer.
If somebody, it's like with anything, like if we hired at a job, right, and we know that our experience requires more than what they offering, and they trying to lowball us, you know, then how could I get mad at a motherfucker standing up for themselves,
right?
Like,
now I'm gonna go to Metro Boomin. I look, bro. I only got $400. What you got? Hey, and you can't get mad at a person for standing up for themselves, but you also can't expect the community to support you and boycotting some shit.
Well, that's where she went wrong.
Nobody
like, she
is mad
else
at her for standing up for herself. Yeah.
The boycott shit.
We're not.
That's where she fucked up.
At.
She turned it into a race
campaign
thing. Yeah, like
you know, that's the shit we're not gonna do.
She tried to make it, she tried to turn it into a full-fledged gender bias race thing,
right?
Yeah. How is it gender bias and race, and the two people that have the highest grossing Netflix
Chris
specials
Rock
are
is funnier than you, bitch. Sorry.
He's just it's just at facts. The end of the day, and then she got her husband over here. She calling him daddy on live radio. That turned people off.
Daddy,
to
that's
you
weird to me.
Then how do you,
y'all niggas don't take care of y'all kids, but you want a bitch to call you daddy?
Then,
fuck out of here.
How do you
fuck
out
of here?
And you, how do you piss off Oprah? Because
he pimping her ass.
But how do you piss off Oprah, Lee Daniels, and Tyler Perry?
Oh wait, she fucked with Oprah. Yeah, that's
Lee
it.
Daniels. Oprah, Lee Daniels,
that's
and Tyler
it.
Perry,
and
like
Tyler Perry.
The low key black Illuminati.
But
like,
the only one
black
that I agree with,
but
that's
not
that
you
she,
don't
want to
fuck
don't
with
fuck
Oprah
with is Oprah, because Oprah did some scandalous shit to her. That's the only person.
But that was on that episode about her getting molested and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
right? That was
thing.
Some whole other shit.
That shit, I,
that's
I
some
could,
other.
I, Oprah is a, yeah. You can
look. She went against the grain against the top three black motherfuckers in Hollywood.
Low key putting black
entertainment.
They is putting black people.
Oh yeah, most definitely the same ones that they. Definitely. Tyler Perry consistently keep the same people on. Yeah. They play be the
and
same people playing different
people
roles.
Though, cause he got shows on and other channels where he do put new actors into television. That's
even
on like on stage. They doing theater
all of
shit.
Them has either been on the own network or they've been on some type of television.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So I mean, with Monique, look. Monique, she just wasn't.
She
she's not hot.
She didn't play the game when she got blackballed. I hate to say it, but somebody's ass should have got kissed after that.
Yeah, she don't
low key. That. Somebody should have, you know, a little
okay,
bit.
Okay,
a
look.
Little bit.
Okay, look. Let me give y'all a scenario. Look, now y'all, each of y'all are a promoter. Y'all a promoter of this big club. What's a big club? I don't go to clubs. What's a big club?
O2.
Okay, O2. O2.
I don't even know what
that's not a big
turn to O2 instead of O3.
Okay, O2. Okay, we'll say O2. I hope that's a big club.
It's in the UK.
Okay, so O2. Y'all are promoters of the O2, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not booking Monique.
No. I'm a rapper now.
All right.
Now Drake come to you, he be like, yo, I need 250. At the O2, 250,000 at the O2. Are y'all gonna give it to him?
Hell yeah, that's cheap for Drake.
You know it's gonna come back, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, now, because Drake is hot, he's hot right now,
he's
right?
Hot.
Chingy come and say he want 100.
Did you say Chingy?
Yeah,
that's
Chingy
not the,
want
come
100,000.
On now. Hey, come on
right
now.
I like the man. I mean, he don't have enough songs to even.
Chingy is not Monique, my nigga.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not even the same. You have to.
You gotta give her some more credit than that.
Okay, wait.
Maybe somebody like LL. You ain't seen LL. He said Brian McKnight.
That went too much better, nigga.
You gotta say somebody like LL. LL still got a hell of a fan base because this nigga's grew up in the '80s with this nigga.
But yeah, we turn that nigga music off as soon as it come on.
He ain't put out no music since since he got buff. What's the song?
They call me Big LA.
yeah, it was over after
but
that.
But niggas will go to a LL show. Niggas will do that. Niggas will pull on their Kangol and their Adidas and be right at an LL show, period.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me take time out to tell my boy Mike, White Mike, what up. He's still in the message board with us. I didn't even see.
He white?
Yeah, White Mike.
Like, literally? Like a Caucasian?
Yeah, he's a Caucasian.
Oh, Caucasian Mike. You're Eastern European Mike.
Ooh. So Mike said Lil' Kim was insecure her looks from dudes she dated. About her
looks. Yeah, Biggie had her fucked up. Because she wanted to look like Faith. She been spending her whole life trying to look like Faith, nigga. On God.
Now she looks like Faith. So now, and then he said, Chingy got hit, y'all sleep. Oh, this nigga said,
okay, White Mike.
Okay, you lost your hood pass.
Yeah,
sorry.
Chingy?
Name him, please.
We talking about Chingy right now?
Holiday Inn, my nigga.
I like the way you do it right there.
Mike is funny. He's a clown.
He gotta be. He's definitely one. Talk about 10 songs.
He said I'm Puerto Rican. He said I'm Puerto Rican.
Who Puerto Rican?
Mike said he's Puerto Rican.
Okay, Mike. Tell that man to call in.
Yeah, so we can hear.
We need answers. We're so confused.
Mike, call in, Mike. They want to hear from you. And they said you ain't got the answer. Mike, call in. Area code 213-618-8961. They want to see if you Puerto
Rican. That shit fast as fuck. Like, that nigga didn't hear that.
Okay, Mike. The number is 213-618-8961. Because
the first question I have is, he called himself White Mike, but then he said he Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican Mike. I'm Puerto Rican John.
No, I call him that.
Oh, okay.
I call him that.
All right. Yeah, we lost.
Oh, so he really is Puerto Rican.
I thought he was white. He white.
Why is my shit not updating? I gotta exit out every time just to see the new message. You Wi-Fi.
You don't have to refresh, my nigga.
You don't have no refresh button.
It ain't my Wi-Fi. It's that fucking 5C.
Ooh. Oh man!
First of all, what's wrong with a 5C? First of all,
it's fucking 10 years old.
Hey, Drake said his side bitch got the 5S with the screen cracking. She still hit him back right away. So don't clown.
Hey,
do not clown.
But this is 7 though. It is though. at least a 7.
Got that seventh heaven. Oh, yeah. Mike said he said I'm not white. I swear to God, all this time.
Okay,
I thought
Puerto Rican Mike, Mexican Mike, Spanish Mike, call in, nigga.
I thought this nigga Mike was white all these years.
Because he light skinned?
I went to school with this nigga in the ninth grade.
Never mind.
All these years.
He probably was pissed off all that whole time. He just never told you.
Like, that's crazy. Mike, I apologize. Damn. That's crazy.
This nigga been calling him White Mike for
I'm pretty
all
sure.
These years.
Yeah, man, that's bullshit. I can't believe that.
He don't speak no Spanish, huh?
Not that I don't know.
So then he only Puerto Rican by association.
I'm gonna switch up.
You know what? That actually just brought me into a topic.
What?
Because I saw some on Facebook where somebody was asking like people who are Caribbean, like, do they consider themselves black?
They
or
black.
Whatever?
They black.
Well,
and that was like a real controversial thing or whatever. You know,
it's only a few major races. It's whites, blacks. And then it's like Asians. So you either fall in one of them three.
They don't call themselves black.
I think the only thing that separate people from the islands, though, is they establish their own culture.
Yep.
Like, inside of those islands. Because it was like unlike the Americas, you didn't have many white people there to mix in with. You know what I'm saying? So they established their own culture and community and whatever.
But there's a difference.
Like, my pops is Jamaican. My pops is Jamaican,
but he's black.
Still. That's what I'm saying. Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Jamaican is the ethnicity, but the race is black. If you take a person that's from Trinidad,
well, it's a nationality. Tobago, it's a nationality,
and yeah. We know that. But if you ask him, he gonna tell you he Jamaican to the core.
Hey, but you know what's crazy? You know what's funny though? Now we talking about white people. We talking about different. We're talking about different nationalities that are associated with black, and it's crazy. I want to know this for all.
Okay, hold on, Chuck. Hold on. Okay, so how we saying that, right? This is what they identify with. But we just touched on it earlier, how all black people, when they came over, we was robbed of our culture.
Yes.
So how can we really get mad at a motherfucker for saying, I'm a Jamaican or I'm a Belizean? Or
you can be Jamaican, but you are a black Jamaican. Just like there are white Jamaicans, there are white Africans, but you a black motherfucker. If you fill out a job application and say, what's your race?
But I feel like this.
You feel like
this. No, no, hold on, Sav, though. I feel like this, right? No, no, look, look, check it out, though. But when we first came, when we was in Africa, we wasn't saying, oh, we black. It was, I'm from over here. I'm from over here. I'm from over here.
And that's what I wanted to, touch on.
You know, we created that shit.
And this is to all Nigerians. I need to know this. What is y'all beef with every other race that is not Nigerian? Like, especially with black.
They not responding to them emails.
They hate, I swear. They hate on you in the club. They hate on you at the doctor's office. They hated you because you wash your ass. They hate. It's like, why do you Nigerian people hate us so much? We love y'all. We love Nigeria. We love anything that has to do with African descent. We love any and everything that has to do with it. Why do y'all hate us so much? Like, y'all come to the country.
But you know what?
Look at these colonizers.
One thing I do respect about Nigerians, though, is that they are very in touch with, like, their ethnicity.
Oh, yeah.
Because even within Nigeria, there's different, like, little tribes and shit like that. They'll be like, oh, I'm Igbo, and I'm this, and I'm that, or whatever. Right, right. And they will tell your ass in a minute.
They're dedicated to they do. They dedicated to their job.
You know?
They dedicated to their family. And they damn sure dedicated to not taking no soap and washing their ass.
And it's like Raheem said, you know? Hell, if I knew, look, I tell motherfuckers I'm from Tanzania all day, every day.
Man.
I don't know if I am, but I'm claiming that shit.
Right. I feel like I'm from every continent that's in Africa.
I'm confident in that shit, so.
You know?
And I can't even say all of the continents. I know for a fact, every part of Africa, I'm that. That's how black I am. That's how I feel.
I feel like you could be Nigerian, though.
I probably couldn't be Nigerian.
Hold on, man.
That's an Indian accent, nigga.
Nigga said close enough.
That was some 7-Eleven shit.
Hey, look.
Wait a minute.
Hey, before we get out of here, It was a topic I wanted to touch on. And if all under black people in ignorance, right? I always in the show on the serious note, nigga. This is how it happens. All
right, we gotta get back focused.
Yeah, because we done been all over this second half, been all over the place, but we gotta end on a serious note because recently there's been a local rap artist by the name of O3 Greedo.
Who are these people?
O3 Greedo. I only know him.
I think I know you.
I only know about him because he did a him and RJ was beefing at one point.
Who's RJ?
Oh my god!
Yeah, I heard of RJ.
RJ.
Nigga, I'm 33 and I don't know these niggas.
Oh Lord, I'm 31.
All right, look. So O3 Greedo is a rapper from Watts, he's from Grape Street. Here's a picture of him.
I never heard a song from him. But I heard
he got tattoos.
All these tattoos on his face. So let's see.
I don't want it.
So O3 Greedo, he just recently got 20 years, and his career was just starting to catch wind. He just got 20 years. He was initially charged with first degree possession of a controlled substance and third degree unlawful possession of a firearm by a felony. For the drug charge, he faced 25 to 99 years. For the gun charge, between 2 and 20 years and up to a $10,000 fine, which don't mean shit once you get all that time. But
is all of this concurrent? Like,
yeah, well, whatever happened, he's not getting life. He's getting 20 years. He's getting 20 years. And and you know, the thing with ignorance, and I think I touched on it before about the one foot in, one foot out. I don't know who all was here or heard it, but I talked about the one foot in, one foot out. You know, you have a man here that is on the rise of changing his life and bettering his family.
Wait, who?
O3 Greedo.
Not with all them tattoos on his face.
No. I mean, he's a rapper. Come on now, you know how rap is.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, O3 Greedo was on the verge, and it reminded me similar of my cousin Fresh. He was on a rise. He was getting notoriety through. It obviously spread it further than just here, because it's a lot of people on Twitter from other states and everywhere else that was supporting him like crazy. And you know, you got a chance to make a, you coming from the projects and watch, you know, one of the most scandalous places, dirtiest, grimy places in, you know, Southern California. Mm-hmm. And you're on your way out. You're on your way out to make it fully out and to make a difference for your kids, your family members, close friends. And you do something like this to put you away for 20 years. You know, it falls under the ignorance umbrella. Why are you still doing this and moving like that when you are now a business now? You're a business now. We talking about 03 Greedo. You know, you're a businessman now. You're an artist. You know, you coming in the money, you doing shows, blah, blah, blah. And now it's all gone for you doing some stupid shit. I mean, I don't know what falls under controlled substance or whatever uncontrolled substance. I don't know what drugs that is, whatever it is.
Meth,
he said. It was meth?
It was meth.
Okay, so he looked like he probably do meth. You know, you do all of this, and how do that make us look? It falls under to the reason why, part of the reason why Kendrick made the To Pimp a Butterfly album, or the album cover.
Incredible album.
Well, first of all, and I know I probably sound petty as hell, but this is just real shit. There is a very high correlation between niggas who have tattoos on their face and incarceration.
Almost definitely.
Yeah,
most definitely.
True. Like, that's true. That's
you,
definitely
you just
true.
Have to know that when you get tattoos on your face and shit, you already labeled yourself.
Right.
So
you just don't give a fuck
when
about
talk
nothing.
About ignorance and shit. Like, you didn't already put ignorance all over your face when you did that shit.
Honestly, when I first heard of him, the first thing that he said that threw me all the way off was Tupac was not a real G.
Shit right there.
That
I was like, all right,
once
bruh.
Once he said that,
I'm tired of these.
Mindset was because I felt like, you know what, bruh, you ain't here.
Yeah,
you here.
Yeah.
You reckon? First of all, you
how you call yourself a rapper and can't even fix your mouth to say
how
some
are
shit
you?
Like
a
that?
Gang
yeah, like
member.
Nigga, especially if you come from the West.
How are you like, a gang member?
It wouldn't
a
be the
gang
same.
Member. There's no gang member on the face of this earth that has ever disrespected Tupac except him.
Low key. And I'm not even a Pac fan like that.
And
myself,
I don't like, I respect Pac.
He was probably on that meth when he said it.
That's true. That nigga was on something. Yeah. But
opioids.
He also called he also called Tupac. He called him a bitch.
No, nigga.
Like,
Tupac
bitch,
was
nigga.
Alive.
No, the whole
that
nigga
wouldn't even fix his mouth. Yeah, yeah. Tupac was living. That nigga would. Oh man, that sentence wouldn't even made it all the way out of his mouth.
Right.
Nah. That's why I can't respect niggas, because it's like niggas wait till niggas is gone
to talk
and start
shit.
Talking greasy. Like
man.
You ain't. I don't know where he was at when Tupac was alive.
He
but,
was a kid. He like in his.
Okay, but well, it's certain niggas that was around when Tupac was here and was actually on the death row camp, and now all of a sudden they saying, oh, Tupac wasn't a thug, Tupac wasn't this. Okay, whatever he was, stop focusing on the negative.
Right.
Like, when we remember Tupac, we not remembering that bullshit. We remembering the positive that he did.
Yeah.
The minds that he sparked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It probably wouldn't be Kendrick Lamar probably wouldn't be the same artist if it wasn't a Tupac before mm-hmm. him to lay that foundation.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to give those respect, regardless if you want to say he was the most lyrical artist or not. He came from the heart with it. So
right. You can't anybody that's sitting here can say where they were when they've heard a Tupac record.
Right.
I remember the first time I heard Tupac was. It was his Shed So Many Tears. That was like the very. It was on cassette too.
Mm.
You feel me? That was the first time I heard him, and I'm like, this nigga's dope. I remember I'm a kid, nigga. You know I'm a cassette nigga. Like my mom bought that shit. My mom don't really like rap, so it's like you know, like it. Everybody has somewhere along the line have know where they were when Pac hit their ears. And you had nothing but respect for it because it was
a new pioneer to a new age of music.
Right.
So, you know, you got to give, I always say you got to give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. You got to give credit where credit is due. You got to go all the way back to that. You got to go all the way back to where hip hop first was born, which was in the Bronx, 84, the year it broke out. You feel me? You got to pay respect. If you come in this game as an artist, you have to pay respect. You cannot talk that shit as if you was there with that person. Because the only people that can talk that shit about Tupac is Biggie, Suge, Snoop, Cube. Anybody that was in that era that knew Pac and knew of him, Digital Underground, they can speak on him. But when you some new cat, and probably the only song you know is California Love, bro, you got to...
If you don't know no songs outside the radio shit anyway, like...
Right. Even if you don't know a song, like, he has so many interviews that was powerful. Mm-hmm. It's like, even if you don't respect him as an artist, just as a person, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, but with O3 Greedo, man, I think it was a publicity stunt. It's no different than what Kanye's doing.
400 grams of meth.
What?
400 grams of meth, what he got caught with.
So he was trafficking.
Hell yeah.
So that means his career was trash then.
Yeah. A lot of these niggas ain't making the money that they say they is.
So he's not a smart hustler. So now to go back into how that it all ties into, you know, building and are part of the problem or the solution. Yeah, you have all these people making these songs and all of this shit. Like, you can't say the lesser of two evils. Is that how it worked? I mean, I'm like this now that maybe because I'm getting older or that I am old. A lot of the shit. Old, yeah. Like I said,
35 is not old, my nigga.
No, relax. I'm older, but. You stop. It's a lot of stuff you stop doing from the stuff you did in your 20s, and if I didn't, that mean I didn't grow. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of songs I listen to, I'll be like, I can't listen. I can't rock with it. I can't listen to a nigga talking about doing all kind of drugs and shit because I don't do it. You know what I'm saying? It was, and I go back to a story that I did with my best friend Bizzle, which is a Christian rapper, and when I was doing the meal ticket thing, and he was doing the Christian rap, me and him had a conversation. He said, you know, he was like, you got artists over there that's talking about, you know, all kind of drugs and, you know, this and that and that and this. He's like, you don't even do drugs and none of that shit. Why you? Well, he didn't say shit, but you don't even do that. So why are you promoting it? He's like, you building up you building up stuff that I'm knocking down. That basically, it was to a point to where, like, nigga.
Made you feel like shit about your choices, huh? Low key.
No, it woke me up.
Yeah, real shit.
It woke
everybody from Meal Ticket wasn't talking about
nothing
all that shit, was, though. I know I wasn't, nigga.
No. Me neither. Nah.
I wouldn't talk about that shit either.
Nah, you had. Like, when, okay, let's say like I didn't smoke weed, you know, niggas talking about lines and da da da. I didn't do none of that shit. So why would I promote it? And that's what the rap game is. You promote a bunch of shit to people to listen to. That's fucking up the listeners. You know, I'm not hurt by it. I'm just trying to make money off of it. I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? So now, if I do get my foot back into fucking with music, I'm not fucking, even if it's a cash cow and I can make money off of it. If a nigga talking about my bitch bad, she fine doing this, like, yeah.
But I say this, right? Was that it wasn't a thought out plan, like, this is what we gonna promote.
No, like, it just happened to be that.
Right, it was just like, this nigga rap about this, he rap about this, about this.
My thing with that, with content, is I feel like any rapper can have any content if the craftsmanship is there. You got to have a way with words. You got to really be a dope rapper to be able to say certain shit and people is going to listen to it. It's all about context. It's all about, like, you can be like, oh, like, okay, like with the J. Cole album. He's basically, it's kind of more like satire. He's picking on the niggas who talk about certain shit. So he used they type of beats. He used they type of hooks and shit to basically roast their ass. If you're going to bring up certain shit in a song, you got to be able to make it sound intelligent. Like, why do people listen to fucking Eminem? He talk about all types of ill shit, but he put that shit together so crazy. You like, the art is there. The artistry is there, period. Like, you can tell that he has vocabulary. This man reads. He watches movies. He got his references down. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, you know what I'm saying? He got the...
But you know, music initially, as it evolved,
yes,
as it really evolved and really changed, the creativity got so big that once a style was adapted, like lately, now where music is lazy now. Why? Streaming exists. So because streaming exists and you don't have to necessarily be the most creative person, anybody can do it. It has watered down the creativity. Everybody sounds like they from the South. You hear more 808s and more snare traps than a little bit. But that's because that's what's popular. Because that's right, what's right. popular and what's, you know, going. People ain't taking the left route. Let me make something more creative. Let me be more different. They going the same route.
What is the thing, like you said earlier and like I heard before, was rap done went from talking about people that's on drugs to niggas that was selling drugs.
Mm.
Now it's the nigga that's doing drugs.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then what's next?
But it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Motherfuckers is just out here trying to cope. Right. And these niggas is reflective of the times.
Yeah.
I can't say everybody that do drugs is trying to cope.
But I say right people, right? People are influenced by everything that's going on. Especially in what Ben Reddy was saying, like the popcorn era. Where everything, all content is so fast. It's like a lot of artists, if you ain't one with yourself and know who you are, you feel like you got to do this certain music because that's what's popping right now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
man,
how long do you think the average track, lasts?
I say about right now, about 2 minutes.
But I have a question about what you said about everybody.
On the charts type shit? Or all time?
Okay.
How long is the longevity of a track now?
Shit.
It depends.
Maybe
a summer.
Niggas will listen to an album today and then tomorrow
season.
That album is trash.
It kind of depends because we're still pretty young. So if say somebody listen, make an album or whatever, and we listen to it or whatever the case, some shit, I'm still slapping from 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. Right. It's a lot of people still slapping Pimp C, still slapping Scarface, still slapping all that type of shit.
Right.
So as far as like these new artists, not the 6ix9s and them trash niggas, because they, of course, ain't fit to last. Because what happened to, what's that nigga named Cap G? Where the fuck he been at?
Who?
Shit.
He was fucking with somebody's girlfriend.
I don't know.
Y'all remember that song? Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Taking flicks with niggas' girlfriends and where's he at?
I say this though, right, Sab? What Sab was saying, like, how we listen to old other shit or what niggas would consider old, that's because we grew up with that. This is what they growing up with.
That's my thing.
They not thinking to go listen to Pimp C and Nas and Tupac. They like, all right, well, 6ix9ine is popping. He on Instagram with all the money. I'm trying to get some money. So I'm going to pattern myself after this nigga.
That's the thing. And they're patterning themselves after people and niggas. All these niggas that's promoting drug usage, and they're going to do it.
Migos is the 2018 going
back. Yeah. Yeah. That. Hold on.
Wait. Hold on now. Are they the new?
Hold on.
I don't know if that's true.
He made a point.
Because Busy let they ass have it over that shit.
I'm gonna tell you why. This is why. Bone Thugs and Harmony came out. It was 94? It was 90. They came out in 93. It was 94. Bad for any rap nigga to sing. What not check the kitchen. What no rapper singing in that era?
At all.
None. They came in the game with the fast shit. Niggas start rapping fast. Every album in the mid 90s to late 90s had to have
a do or die was low-key.
No, they came out before. Twister came out in 92 or 91.
He didn't have the same.
it was different. But it was different. It was different. He was just rapping fast, but they was doing the harmony shit. So when niggas had an album come out, you had to have a song where you're rapping fast on there, a fast track. You had to in the mid and late 90s. Then it started beating niggas start singing, which made it cool for a nigga like Nelly to come out and so on, so on. And that shit done steamrolled all the way to a nigga like Drake that can sit and sing. And it ain't just Drake. It's been numerous people. It's been numerous people of harmonizing and singing. Now, 50. So
yeah, 50 stages. So Nelly was the one who was really, really singing.
Right. So now to tie the Migos in to how Bone Thugs and Harmony did, Bone Thugs and Harmony was a game changer. It's only so many game changers. Bone Thugs and Harmony was a game changer. Migos is a game changer. They are Migos done solidified they spot in the Rap Hall of Fame. For the fact of they came in the game, and look how many people are still rapping like these niggas.
Yeah, it's the cadence.
Ever since they came
out. But is that their cadence? Because I feel like Bone Thugs was already doing that type of shit.
No, not Migo type.
Bone Thugs cadence is kind of like.
Not.
It's more melodic.
But it's fast.
It's the cadence. So you got the. How them niggas. Right. They had niggas trying. Even Snoop said on the interview, like, that nigga was like, cuz I even was in the studio one night trying to do that shit. And he was like, man, cut this shit off. What the fuck am I doing?
Did y'all see that video on Facebook where they did a spoof of Walk It Like I Talk It with the Dr. Spoof's Walk It In My Pocket or some shit?
Oh, yeah. Walk It.
That shit was dope, though.
It was art, though.
That shit, see that. Go.
Because you know, it's crazy. People criticize Migos, but the honest to God truth, if you sit and actually listen to a record of theirs, they get off. I listen to them. Because at the end of the day, I have to give some a time before I say it's trash.
Yeah.
If I just hear the cadence, then I'm gonna assume it's trash because it's just blah 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 blah. Anybody can do that shit.
Migos ain't trash,
but they're not trash.
They're legit not trash.
All three of them get off. Like Offset, like
they clothes is trash though.
Yeah. They if they wear anything tighter, they be
blouses on and shit.
Like they literally having Ziploc pants on. Like they be so damn tight. Like. Just because it's Balenciaga does not make it
that
like,
part right
dope.
There.
Like, I'm sorry.
That's what brothers got to understand.
Like, I'm sorry. Pro I'm not about to wear shit. No pants where if I fart, they're going to explode. Like, I'm good on it. Like, but at the same time, in token, as far as the music is concerned, them niggas can rap.
And to tie it in with the Bone Thugs and Harmony, it's been going on. It's niggas that's doing, it's still to this day, they doing that shit. So. They came in the game and changed. Drake also is a game changer.
Yeah.
Of course, Drake made it still niggas doing harmonizing shit and singing like Drake. You know what I'm saying? Or I won't say singing like him, but
Drake
you
made
know,
it okay
you know
for
cadence.
Niggas to be emotional.
Yeah, I mean it.
Nah, I take that.
He took it further.
He made it cool to be soft, like made more soft music.
I wouldn't even say soft because low key, if you listen to his lyrics, he be speaking like some heavy shit, but he just speaks on from like an emotional level, like the shit that he's feeling.
Drake says the shit that niggas want to say, but we don't want to say because we don't want you females to actually know what we saying.
Exactly. Your emotions.
Like we, a lot of people are not going to admit, a lot of men are not going to admit that Drake is their subconscious because a song like Marvin's Room or a song like where what was that? The Deuces remix with his verse, what he said and how he said it. Even when he's on like a I'm on one type shit, like how he articulates himself in the music, it takes you to a place to where if you walking down the street with your headphones on and you start actually mentally picturing like, damn, this is how I feel right now, but I don't want to tell nobody this shit because. I might have to beat a nigga up because I ain't emotional. That's the type of man shit that you think. And that's what Drake has done. Drake has took the subconscious of a man and put it into a song and made that shit popular.
Bryson Tiller did that shit too.
Yep. Now his second CD, he should have.
Yeah, that shit out, was like.
He got like three.
I
phones.
Think the fame got to him on the second one.
But see, you know what? That first,
I think Trap Soul was just hard to
that,
beat.
That first one, because remember when Vine was popping, he that shit was popping on Vine first. And not only that, the music I think was more personal. You could hear it in the music. And the second one, it was kind of like I put this shit together because I was taking a long time and they wanted
it was a rush job.
Right, right.
But yeah. Everything he's done since then is still fire. The little Wild Thoughts he did with Rihanna and the song he did
that
with
that was commercial.
The song he did with Jasmine Sullivan, that I love that song. That Insecure song, love that song. Because I feel like he kind of, what was that? What's that? It's like a... I can't even think of old boy's name, but it's just that piece, that conversational piece. Everybody feels like that at some point. And I think the music has to come back to feeling. That's where the problem is. There's no feeling into the music. Everything
if niggas was feeling more and not on that goddamn lean and shit. All them opioids and shit, you know.
Look at a t-shirt that
just says motherfucking opioids. Look, you should have called this show opioids.
Dang, man. Jesus, you out of here? All right, Sav, go ham is up out of here. She gotta go to that bread in the morning. Don't spill your cup. What'd she say?
She said, "Don't spill yours."
I'm not. All right, so we got all the way crazy off of the old three Greedo thing, but man. You know,
I was done when I seen the tattoos on the nigga's face. I was done
when he said Tupac was a bitch. I was
we threw the whole nigga.
He don't even deserve another 5 minutes of the little 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Shout out to my cousin just walked in. My nigga Tryson Killer.
What it do?
My niggas in the bitch.
What it do?
Oh shit! That nigga said don't.
My nigga AJ.
I think we probably over 2 hours. This is an hour and a half. What that other one did? The other one did like what 70 minutes?
Well, we started at 9, so we basically approaching the 3 hour mark.
But we got a lot of stuff, you know. In that, you feel me? Like,
we did.
We got a lot of. We attacked shit. Almost.
We didn't stay on track, but it's okay.
We got the best
conversations don't stay on track.
Like,
that was the best information. They cut us off.
I liked that shit because that shit meant something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said earlier this week, I said it's gonna be some feathers that's gonna get ruffled. Or is that how you say it? Feathers ruffle?
Yeah.
We're gonna ruffle some feathers and
ruffle some feathers.
You know the powers that be shut us down. I want to appreciate y'all showing up. You know, I know y'all could have been anywhere, but y'all here. I'm pretty sure this is not gonna be the last time.
This definitely not the last.
We got some.
Because next time I come back, I'm gonna have some.
Oh yeah,
music.
I got plans. Don't even trip. You can have a whole meeting.
Yeah.
AC. You know. Hopefully that you like this feel. I would like to bring you on the board as well, Raheem. You know, you already know you solidified in the show that we got coming.
Before we get out of here,
go ahead. What you got?
One more thing before we get out of here. For those people out there that are listening and you guys are either artists or even if you're a business owner, right now, if you're looking for management or you're looking for anyone to promote your business, push your business out, I have a management company that my ex, well, I'll say she's my ex, but I'm probably going to be back with her now.
Y'all working on it. Hold on. Give this nigga a horn for working on this shit, man.
We transitioning right now.
We going to play some Bryson Tiller. They going to work that shit out.
Don't.
He got to right his wrongs.
Right.
Hey.
But I want to just go ahead and those people that are out there that need businesses, that need some, you know, exposure, Elite Marketing Management. I want y'all go look at that Instagram. Just type in Elite Marketing Management. It's underscores between each of those. And if you're looking for someone to push your social media up, get your business up, anything, if we're trying to get a label going. So if you're talented and you want to start, you know, getting some exposure, that's what we're here for. You feel me? I've been in the game for about 15, 16 years now, so I have a lot of experience. So, just, you know, follow the Instagram. Follow me at ChocSense87. You feel me? Get ready. I have a project coming out in June. It's called The Culture. I kind of just pretty much what we talked about today is going to be.
Talk your shit, man.
Everything I talked about, we talked about today is going to reflect in that project. You're going to get a little bit of a feel of Nipsey mixed with a little.
Yay mixed with a little J.
Are you fucking kidding me? Did you say J or Yay? We talking about the old Kanye, right? The old Kanye. Okay. Like graduation Kanye.
I thought the niggas talking about drugs.
No, sorry. No opioids on this song. But you're going to get a little bit of everything. You know, the music is it's really important because I feel like at the end of the day, we've lost touch with emotion. Mm-hmm. And everything that I've ever put my hands on has something to do with an emotion, a feel. Mm-hmm. One of the first beats I ever gave, I think it was either Scoop, I think I gave you the beat. One of the first beats I ever gave him was, it had a story behind it. And everything that I'm putting out has a story behind it. So just look out for that. And like I said, follow Elite Marketing Management. Make sure y'all, you know, hit up the emails. The email choxus1987. Hit up the Instagram. Holla at your boy. You feel me? This will not be the last time I'm here.
So hey, that's right. Yes, sir.
Hey, shout out to the podcast. That's our first plug. That somebody came in and plugged their own shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me hold on, child.
Plug. And this is not another podcast. Okay. Yeah. This ain't.
Hey, see, hold on. Chalked him fucked up. All that shit he did earlier, that shit don't even matter no more. We gonna get this nigga up out of here.
Seriously, not another podcast.
Seriously, not another podcast.
I apologize. Let's scratch that.
Look, he got an empty bottle with Jack in front of him.
Look, that don't mean nothing because I ain't. Anywho, you know, no collusion. Hey, no collusion with the bottles. No collusion.
But I appreciate you coming out. You know, you fam all day, man.
This is
appreciate
fam
you right taking time out of your day. I know you about to tease our knees up, Mayana. You know what I'm saying? Happy Cinco de Mayo to my folks, my kin folks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, time flies.
Come on, la flor.
Raheem.
Suavemente.
You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think, man. You know, not to toot my own horn. I got so many ideas. Right,
I'm hitting the Savoy tomorrow. They ain't gonna be not one Hispanic there, but shit, fuck it. I know they gonna play that shit.
Hey, they gonna turn. Black people turn up to any holiday. They don't give a fuck.
Man.
No, because low-key blacks are like low-key Mexican. We fucks with the tacos. We fucks with the tequila.
That's what I was going to get on that. We fucks with the corn man.
You feel me?
Nigga.
If these motherfuckers didn't fuck up our show, I was going to get on that with the black and brown situation. That's why I have my boy here. But I guess we'll say that for another day. And you know me, I always got tricks up my sleeve. You know, from the rapping shit to this podcast shit. I was going to go out with Jay-Z, but, you know, this song right here, even though yeah, on that bullshit, I think that I'm feeling this right now. This how we going to go out then.
That's definitely the way to do it.
Y'all listen to Seriously Another Podcast. I was joined by Chalk, AC, Raheem, Malik, Joe Sanchez, Sav Goham. Next Saturday, 8 p.m. or 9-ish. You know niggas can't get shit right.
Niggas ain't never on time.
Man,
we up out of here.
It's really gonna start at 10:30.
Hey. Hey, YouTube, shut that shit down. Extra.
Man, hey.
Oh, that was YouTube?
No, because you know, the first episode fucked up. So,